Have you ever considered becoming an ordained minister in your chosen church? If you have, but you're unsure about what to do next, there's help at hand from the Presbyterian Church. On March 16th, it will hold what is called a Ministry Taster Day at Union Theological College in Belfast. We've been speaking to Professor David Leach, Director of the Institute for Ministry at the College, and to first-year student Christine Craig and third-year Andrew Ferguson. First, David, what is a Ministry Taster Day?
Yeah, thanks, Audie. Really appreciate you having us on the programme. So yeah, on Saturday the 16th of March, we have an opportunity for anyone within our wider PCI family to begin to investigate the opportunity to think about ordained ministry. We recognise that we are constantly in need of ministers, and we recognise that as a denomination there are many vacancies at the moment across the denomination, and we want to help people who are sensing God's call in their lives and helping them explore whether that is in fact a call to ordained ministry. And we want to take time to outline the Presbyterian Church's process of selection and training for ordained ministry, and help highlight competencies and characteristics and even those sacrifices that might be required in serving as a minister of the gospel. I suppose week to week I have those kind of conversations with individuals from across the island, and I've met those who are everything from barristers to baristas, mums and dads, those who are married or single, students and those in full-time employment, and even amongst our current cohort of ministry students, very reflective of that. So we want to give people who are thinking about this to come and spend the day at Union College that is hosting the event, to find out from current and former students about their own experiences of study, what particular courses and pathways they might take towards the route for ordained ministry, and again just informally afterwards meeting those who've had that experience in the past, as well as some of those on the faculty at Union College who teach theology.
Well, let's hear from some of those students now. We have first-year student Christine Craig with us and third-year student Andrew Ferguson. Christine, when you decided that you wanted to become an ordained minister, did you know how to go about it?
Yes, I was quite aware of the process, and certainly at the time that I was considering applying, I was also journeying through the process to become an elder within my home congregation. So some things like that were very similar. Full-time ordained ministry was something that I had been considering probably distantly for a long time, and so I knew some of the process. I'd attended a ministry taster day previously a good number of years ago, and certainly was aware of the process at the time.
And was that day helpful?
Yes, it was. You got to hear from various ministers and from faculty about the process, but also about their personal experience. And it was really, really a good help to me. And also hearing from other ministers has been really beneficial along the way.
Andrew, what about your experience of the ministry taster day? I know you're in your third year, so it might seem like a long time ago at this point, but was it beneficial to you?
Yes, it certainly was beneficial. As someone who didn't grow up in PCI, I grew up in a different denomination, and so coming into PCI was a bit different. It was a bit strange in some ways at the beginning, but the ministry taster day allowed me to kind of get a bit of a flavour for what ordained ministry training is like within PCI, the process of applying itself, and all of the different interviews and different aspects to that process was certainly helpful. And just getting an opportunity to meet with other like-minded people who were also considering that call to ministry has been really helpful and beneficial looking back on it. But as you say, that certainly does feel like a long time ago now.
Christine, what's first year like?
Oh, I've been really blessed in my first year. I have a lovely year group that we study with together each day, and they've all been really supportive, encouraging, caring, and we share different experiences of what our life is like. We pray together intentionally each week, and we've been doing that since the start of term. And we also get to spend time studying with ministry year groups in the years above as well, which has been great and really helpful.
Are there many women on your course with you?
I'm studying alongside in my year group. There's another woman, and then there's a woman in third year as well. And that's been lovely. But actually being able to study alongside the other men has been really lovely as well. And they've all been really caring and supportive.
Andrew, what are the years like then as they progress in Union Theological College? What do you expand on as the years go on?
I suppose there's the initial shock for somebody who's going in, maybe like myself, who hasn't been to university before, maybe left school after A-levels. And so you have that initial first semester shock where you have assignments that are due and exams for the languages, and it can be a wee bit overwhelming in that first semester until you kind of get a bit of a feel for what's expected. And certainly from semester two in that first year onwards, you kind of feel like you're getting a bit of an idea for what's expected. And that's certainly been helpful. The first couple of years that stand out for me would have been the languages, the Greek and the Hebrew. Sometimes that can be a wee bit off-putting to some people, and they kind of feel like languages, they just can't get their head around languages, and sometimes that can be something that might put somebody off or maybe make them a wee bit hesitant. But as somebody who I can say quite clearly, I didn't do incredibly well in terms of my year group, but I found the faculty very supportive, very encouraging when it comes to the languages. And if you're somebody like me who linguistics isn't your forte, there's enough training in there that you benefit from. You can see that the benefit of studying the languages, and certainly they get you to a level that you need to be at. And if you're great with linguistics, then I'm sure you would love that. Alongside of that, there's obviously the homiletics, or the preaching training and leading worship, and the very practical side. It's not all theory, which is really welcomed and really encouraging, that we're not all studying theory and theology, but actually there's practical help there in terms of how we lead congregations, how we preach, how we teach, and all of those aspects that go with everyday ordained ministry.
And David, that's so important, isn't it, to have that practical element? And you offer placements as well as part of the training.
That's right, Audrey. So at the end of a student's first year of ministry training, they have an opportunity to serve in a summer placement. We tend maybe to have an opportunity to be a bit more adventurous with that and send people a little bit further afield to any corner of the island. And then at the end of the second year, a similar process. But then there's an interview during the second year of a ministry trainee will face, and that will determine then where they end up going to serve their long-term placement, which begins in the third year of studies and then lasts for a further 26 months full-time beyond that, after a student becomes licensed, and then after those 26 months they become eligible for a call within the denomination. So those practical moments are so crucial when we put the head and the heart, the theory and the practice together, and it's an opportunity, as Andrew has alluded to put into practice the likes of the homiletics, the leading of worship, understanding that theology is something that we work out. It's a knowledge of God and how that works out in the service of his people in the local church.
And Christine, does your experience at the college, does it allow you to continually engage in a process of discernment, to question whether this is the right thing for you and where you're going?
Yeah, I think it's been very helpful. Faculty and other students are really helpful at just sharing experiences and helping us just to discern. And also the things that we learn just really help us to go deeper into our knowledge of God and how that outworks in practice. So studying has really increased my heart for ministry, and also all of the practice that we get to do on the outside of that study as well. You can just see how it comes together and what the end goal is, really.
And what is that for you, Andrew? What is your dream? What is your aspiration at the end of all of this?
Well, I suppose as somebody who's in third year, I'm now at that point where I'm in my last semester in Union College, and I'm starting to think about what that full-time assistantship role will look like. And so I'm really looking forward just to getting out and getting back into pastoral ministry with people. It's one of the things that I've missed since the full-time summer placement last summer, was just being able to be with people, visiting them in their homes, which is an incredible privilege. It's one of the things that I've missed now, being back in college. And so looking forward to just getting that practical training, working alongside my supervising minister, who is greatly encouraging and very supportive. And so just learning from him as much as I can over these next two and a bit years, just to really set me up then. So hopefully, God willing, when I'm called to my first charge, that I will have enough practical training, enough experience behind me, that I'll feel at least a wee bit confident with God's help to be able to lead and teach people about God and just help them in their journey of life with Jesus.
Andrew Ferguson, Christine Craig, and Professor David Leach.